This week on Geeks Without God.
You're doing
nope,
the intro.
That's an intro.
Welcome to Geeks Without God with Nick Glover, Tim Wick, and Molly Glover.
We're geeks without God. We don't recognize moral authority. We don't accept divine superiority. We're geeks. Geeks Without God.
This week on Geeks Without God, it's a New Year's Eve episode. We're gonna talk about the best of this year and what we're looking forward to next.
We're geeks without God. We're geeks without God. We're geeks without God.
Welcome to Geeks Without God. I'm your host, Nick Glover, joined as always by my co-hosts, Tim Wick.
Happy New Year!
And Molly Glover.
Hey! Happy New Year. I was going to try to make a horn noise, but it didn't come out right.
It did not come out right at all. And this is our end of the year / beginning of the year episode for going from 2018 to 2019.
2019! When I wished him Happy New Year last night, and I said Happy 2019, he specifically said Happy 2019.
Because he just knew that was going to bug the shit out of you.
Trolling is how you show your love.
I was watching some shit on Netflix, and at about 12:15, she's like, oh, hey, it's the new year.
Yeah.
So he said Happy New Year, and we kissed, and that was that.
Nice.
So
nice.
I don't know about you guys. I've reached the point where not doing anything on New Year's Eve is way more entertaining to me than going out on New Year's Eve.
We had plans, but
they were like the super like
chill,
small chillest of plans. Yeah.
But we had to cancel on them because dire medical grossness.
Yeah.
I don't know. I just like not having to worry about whose party I'm going to.
Oh, yeah. I New Year's parties are inherently dramatic because it there's a lot of pressure to be having like the greatest night because it's the last night of the year and you're welcoming in the new year. And there's a lot of pressure to be like having the most fun and to be like going out and being at the best place or whatever. And it's it just always was so exhausting to me.
That's new to me.
Yeah. You don't remember the pressure of being like in your 20s and you're at a party and you want to kiss like your new girlfriend, but maybe like your old girlfriend's
there.
Yeah,
there was a lot
and there's
more
a lot
recent
of drama
for you than
and
for
stuff.
Us.
Like, yeah.
I mean, kind of, but not really. Not to that degree. No.
Yeah. Or like someone's crying because they're really upset at someone else at the party and now the party. And you get to count.
Oh, that's just being at parties when you're young. I mean, that's just, you know.
I broke up with a girlfriend on New Year's Eve once.
Did you? At a party?
At a New Year's Eve party.
Oh, Tim. Oh, my God.
You know what happened?
Uh-huh. They got married.
We got married.
Hey. All right. That's funny.
Yeah.
That's funny. You lost.
A few years later.
You 100% lost all of the power dynamic. In that relationship.
In our relationship.
Yeah.
So all she has to do is bring up that night and I'm fucked.
Mm-hmm. Let's talk about 2018.
2018.
Let's talk about the past year.
Yes.
A little bit. As we say goodbye to it here.
Goodbye.
This was a great year for TV and movies. And
it was.
It was a great year. Once again, a great year to be a geek in terms of what social cultural stuff there was to consume.
We haven't done an episode about Aquaman yet. We will. We've all seen it.
It's coming. The Fairness in DC Movies Act must be.
It's true.
More color and vibrancy than all of the rest of the DC live action movies combined, and it had some stuff going for it.
Yeah, we had Solo. Star Wars, we had...
Which most fans seem to dislike, but I enjoyed a lot.
I loved it.
Black Panther and Avengers Infinity War.
The number one movie of the year was Black Panther.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's great.
That's amazing.
It was astonishing to me to realize that came out this year. It felt like a lot... It felt like longer ago.
You know, and when we were talking about this just the other night, it was like, when did Black Panther come out again? Oh, right, February.
Did it come out after we went to Disney World then? It was after the Super Bowl?
It was, it came out after we got back from Disney.
Well, it had to be after the Super Bowl.
They had just a little bit of Black Panther stuff up in a few spots.
We
not a lot.
Minneapolis hosted the Super Bowl.
Oh, that happened.
Yeah, and the funny thing about it is everybody was like, oh, fuck, it's going to be the worst. And I actually had to go out. There was an audition for a show I was directing. Yeah. That got scheduled the day of the Super Bowl.
Oh, fun.
And it didn't get canceled. And I had to drive from St. Paul to Minneapolis, which, listeners, if you don't understand what that means, it means I had to drive right by the stadium where the Super Bowl was happening.
Yeah, within like 500 feet of yards
and
of it or so.
And I thought the traffic was just going to be a nightmare, and it was smooth sailing both ways.
Hey,
not any kind
well
of
well done, Minneapolis.
Yeah, so there you go, Minneapolis. The Super Bowl was not awful.
Don't say it too loud. They'll start wanting to host some more shit here.
We are definitely going to do an episode about this soon, too, but the Netflix movie Bandersnatch that came out, which is kind
good
of a new
Lord,
thing.
Tim, did Tim, you we'll have you played with it yet?
No, I haven't watched
you
it
You need to watch
oh,
it.
Oh, fuck.
It's crazy. Well, we got to do an episode on
it. It's a horror movie?
It is. Black Mirror is a
have you
horror
watched
show.
Much Black Mirror?
No.
Okay.
It's dystopian.
It's Twilight Zone horror? Sometimes, kind of.
Yeah, it's within the framework of stuff that I would watch.
Yeah, cool. it's Twilight Zone-ish. It's dystopian, dark.
More to the point, it is a new technology in the way that people might watch a movie. It's a new way to make and watch a movie.
Okay.
That I think is very interesting.
Yeah. Okay, so I gotta watch that. All
so
right.
We had that. We had a lot of Elon Musk shot
Falcon
a car.
Heavy.
At Mars, right? It's like, did he fire a car at Mars? Is that what happened?
We landed the InSight on Mars, and we're probing its surface, and one of the satellites orbiting in support found a pretty gratuitous amount of ice.
Gratuitous amount of ice.
A good amount.
It's a lot of ice.
It's a lot of ice.
There's been some gratuitous
probing
of Mars.
How much ice is gratuitous on Mars?
Compared to current or previous estimations or whatever. You know, it's like, oh shit, that's a lot of ice.
It's like, that's, you know what, can you just take 20% off that ice for us?
It's
this
a bit
too much ice.
Too much ice.
Too much ice.
But that means, you know, we could potentially use it as a pit stop.
Yes, that's true. George H.W. Bush died.
Yeah,
so
well,
we have
a lot of people
fewer
died.
Living president.
Stephen Hawking died.
Hawking died.
Stan Lee.
Stan Lee.
Stan the Manly.
Penny
Marshall.
Yep.
A lot happened this year, and I feel like the constant influx of Trump news and scandal and corruption news and finding out how deep this goes has just made everyone so exhausted.
It has been really a taxing thing for sure. I feel like it's just like this constant unpleasant noise in the background of all things, you know. Just like it's just like an exaggerated and unpleasant hum that can always be heard.
Yeah, it's just like, when is it going to fucking end?
Well,
so that's something maybe
we can talk about that in our looking forward.
That is a good point. It just feels like this year, more than previous, was really long.
Yeah,
and that there was, and a lot of that may have been with our local stuff.
We had to do
Vilification Tennis's final season at the Renaissance Festival. Yep. Some there's some stuff in our personal circles there's a lot of upheaval and
the final year for Convergence at
the two really big cultural touch points for me, and I think for you too as well. Convergence and the Renaissance Festival went through some shit. It's not necessarily stuff that we can really completely talk about in public.
True. No, but still, it was very taxing.
Yeah, it's emotionally difficult. Mm-hmm. You know,
no doubt.
We've all been involved in Convergence basically since the beginning.
Yeah.
In one way or another, and I've been involved in the Renaissance Festival for almost 35 years.
Yeah.
To almost
almost the eight, beginning again.
Almost 10.
Yeah.
You know, as performers, and when something is that big of a part of your life, to have that kind of emotional challenge, it can be really taxing, and especially mm-hmm. when politics was also taxing.
Yes,
it was a taxing year.
Yes, it was.
I didn't really experience personal loss this year.
We didn't really either. We lost Hot Pocket at the very beginning of the year.
Yeah,
it feels like more than a year ago.
Yeah,
that we lost Hot Pocket.
Or my faithful old cat guy.
Yep.
Passed away.
Yeah, it was a long, brutal year. So here's to 2019 being less brutal.
And you know, even stuff that was amazing, like Infinity War, was really emotionally taxing.
It was a downer.
You get to the end of that movie and you're like, son of a bitch.
Yeah, no, it was. It was very...
Even And it's funny, nobody mentioned Ant-Man and the Wasp. That came out this year.
I was just saying, was that? No, that was that wasn't this year. Yeah. That was this year.
Yeah.
This
year. It followed Infinity War. Right. Because of the post-credits thing. But like Black Panther ends on a happy note, more or less, but still, like.
But then Black Panther gets fucking dusted.
Well, and part of the takeaway from Black Panther is, like, Wakanda hasn't been doing it right this whole time, and Killmonger was, you know, not wrong, ultimately, yeah. Kind to some degree. And then Ant-Man and the Wasp kind of had not a super upbeat ending, yeah, really, either. Yeah. Like,
well, especially when you consider the post-credit sequence. If you just consider the movie,
yeah,
not so much, but then they throw that post credit sequence in there, and it gets, you're like, oh shit, it's things are super fucking messed up, and boy, I sure hope Infinity War 2 fixes a little bit of it.
But. Boy, is that not an analogy for 2018 going into 2019? Shit's really fucked up, and I sure hope that next year does something to
someone
fix
can pick
a lot
up
of
those
it.
Pieces.
Yeah.
To, yeah.
There's
yeah.
some promise there, but I, going back to Solo, which I enjoyed,
mm-hmm.
but it did not do well. And one of the consequences of Solo not doing well is that Disney has now basically said they're not making any more standalone Star Wars movies.
Yeah, but they're
the
still doing.
Being.
But they're still doing the Mandalorian.
We found out about the Mandalorian TV show, and also that there's going to be what was the other thing they announced?
Another animated. That's. Mandalorian's the Jon Favreau.
That's Jon Favreau's live action thing is the Mandalorian.
And then there's the animated show debuted this year.
Yeah, Resistance.
Resistance, which is, you know, now that's pod racing.
Mm-hmm. It's a speed racer in space.
It's totally speed race. It's Star Wars speed racer.
Yeah, it is. Yeah.
Speed racer.
Yep. All right. It really is.
I haven't watched it yet.
Yeah, it's all right. It's a little more kiddie, a little less serious than Rebels was, I think.
Yes, definitely Rebels, aimed at a younger audience.
Rebels ended this year.
Yes.
Yeah. That was a bold
again, something that
ending.
Feels like it happened a million years ago,
yeah,
but happened this year.
That was a good ending to a show. The Expanse got saved this year.
So did Brooklyn Nine-Nine.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Those
two
are both
shows got saved by, like, basically Twitter campaigns.
Yeah.
Saved by the fans.
Yep. For real.
Yeah. And someone stepping in.
For Brooklyn Nine-Nine, it didn't hurt that they were already filming in the NBC studio.
Yeah.
So, like, when NBC picked them up, they didn't really have to do any work to move them or their sets or anything like that. And The Expanse is still being done by the same company. It's just that Amazon picked up the rights.
Yeah. Yep. Yeah. So, Vilification Tennis did well this year. I think it was our best year ever in terms of, I think, performances and tips at the Renaissance
Festival.
Probably
set some tip records for the festival.
Probably.
But
I mean,
also,
I can't say for sure. But.
Also, I think our shows at the Brant Lake Bowl have been really well attended. And we've got, we're working harder with that cast every single day. So that's exciting.
Artistically, I mean, for me, it was a good year. I directed three shows at the beginning of the year, which I think I've said on the podcast before that I fucking hate directing.
Mm-hmm.
But according to my actors, I'm pretty good at it. So that's nice. And I also wrote several shows. I wrote another show for the Mississippi River National Riverway.
Yeah.
That was currently really well received, sold out every show. And I also had another Fringe show that did pretty well. I had actually a Fringe show. The Fringe show that I wrote alone did pretty well, but then a show that I co-wrote with a couple other people was extremely well received, and got an audience award and sold out every show and was
that's awesome.
So, I mean, and Bill, I thought this year we made the call to retire at the Minnesota Renaissance Festival, and the Minnesota Renaissance Festival, I thought we had really good performances.
Yeah, it was really.
It went out with a bang.
We definitely did. work was really good for me this year. I'm looking forward to next year even more. There's some games coming up that I'm working on that I can't talk about that I'm really excited about. Really excited about.
Really excited about. Yeah. We got Discover for Christmas, and we haven't played it yet. We haven't
Discover's
played it yet.
Discover's great.
But I got it on your recommendation.
Good.
That's fun.
I think you're going to like it a lot.
Oh, man. Even though it was just at the end of the year here, fucking Into the Spider-Verse was probably my favorite movie of the year, I think.
Yeah, I
can see that. Really good movie.
I think it might have been my favorite. I really would like to see it again.
It was one of those films that, you know, wasn't really on my radar. Mm-hmm. You know, they didn't do a lot of previews for it or anything. Mm-hmm. And you got to give it credit, because for being a movie that wasn't, I think, on a lot of people's radar, it actually did extremely well at the box office.
Yeah, absolutely.
It looks like it's going to make more money than maybe Aquaman. Even
next time they make, now when they make a Spider-Gwen animated movie. Or another Miles movie, you know, Into the Spider-Verse 2 or something, which they're already kind of planning on. Like, people will take them more seriously. Hopefully they don't take a hit in quality. Hopefully they can kind of keep them being really high concept.
Yeah, I mean, you always... The one... And Into the Spider-Verse is not a Marvel movie in the sense that it's not run by the Marvel Cinematic Universe team. But it did have the Marvel movie credit at the beginning, which suggests to me that maybe there's some consulting going on there, to try and maintain some integrity across all the products.
Well, I know who some of the folks involved with the writing are. They had comic folks that used to work for Marvel or with Marvel. They borrowed from a few stories that were Dan Slott's run with Marvel.
And I could be wrong, but I think Kevin Feige was listed as an executive producer
on that. Yeah. I wouldn't doubt it.
So, you know, there are a few brains there that are connected to the cinematic universe.
So what about next year? What about 2019? What are we excited for? What are we looking forward to? What do we got on the plate?
So I'm personally excited because I'm going to just bake more. I've been baking a little bit, but I got sidelined because I got a norovirus, right after I baked, the second thing I'd ever made in my new stand mixer that I got for Christmas. I got a norovirus and was unable to prepare food for other people for 6 days, and then also just didn't. And then it was Christmas.
And then it was just.
So I'm really looking forward to doing that. I got some craft kits for Christmas. One is felting, needle felting, where you make little teeny... felt animals out of it. I'm going to make those. And then my sister-in-law, Lisa, got me something called, I think it's called punch embroidery or something. It ends up, it looks a lot like a latch hook that you make with embroidery canvas instead. Huh. So I don't know. It looks really cool. She's going to teach me how to do that.
Cool.
I'm getting a tattoo with my sister. We're getting matching sister tattoos. Well, coordinated sister tattoos on Saturday.
It's like a diptych.
Yeah, yep, like two cats with that are arranged in a way that look cool when they're together.
Awesome, that's neat.
Yeah, and then just really looking forward to work. We're going to Hawaii in March for a friend of the family is getting married.
Cool.
Yeah. How about you?
We also are going to Star Wars Celebration.
Oh, that's right. I forgot.
We've got Celebration tickets. We're going to go drive down to Chicago and stay in a nice hotel and get our Star Wars nerd on.
I haven't been back to Chicago in a long time.
I think I went last when you went last together to visit Blake or something.
Yeah, God, that's probably been 10 years.
Yeah. But no fest this year means we can maybe go do something, go camping or go
do some hiking with the dog.
Yeah, something. We can pick up a hobby when it's warm out. My goal for 2019 is to keep on doing all the work that I'm doing with my bullet journal and just kind of keep my life organized and use that as the tool as I've been using it, because it's been very helpful for me so far.
That's good.
Yeah.
I've got a couple of theater goals that I want to do, some things I want to write, some people I want to collaborate with.
Sure.
So that's exciting. How about you, Tim?
I got a lot of stuff going on. We've got a Disney trip coming up in January.
Yay!
And this is our annual.
It's January now.
I know. So
you're
it's coming
in a week.
In like a week. Yeah.
Yeah.
And it's our annual pass year. So we've actually got plans to go for Pat's birthday, and also for our anniversary.
When is that?
Pat's birthday is in March.
Yep.
And our anniversary is in May. And the thing is that they have these, if you're a Disney Vacation Club member, which we are, they have these special events that are free for vacation club members where they keep a park open late. And the only people that can go are Disney Vacation Club members. Oh. They have like special fireworks, and they
that's awesome.
They have special character meet and greets that, that they only do for
annual pass. Really cool. You're gonna get to go to Disney World every 2 months for the first half of the year.
And the thing is, one of those is happening right on Pat's birthday and right on our anniversary. So
fun.
That's where we're going. And also our anniversary, it's looking like my brother David is going to join us, and so is my mom, because our anniversary is right over Mother's Day weekend. So it'll be like the first time since my brother moved out of state, which was 15, 16 years ago at least now, that we will be together with my mom for Mother's Day. And it's still kind of up in the air, but we're hoping that'll happen. We've got another show, hopefully, coming up with the Riverboat people again.
Yeah, another murder mystery.
I've got a fun idea for The Fringe, so hopefully I get into that and I can write that show. And, you know, it's going to be my 35th year at the festival. And, you know, the funny thing is, Vil not being there is really kind of exciting me.
I bet you're really excited.
Yeah.
You get a lunch break.
Well, I get a lunch break. And the thing that killed my voice more than singing was shouting at Bill in the middle of the day. So it's like in the early part of the day, I'd be no problem with my singing.
You're gonna
shows.
Have your drag along is gonna feel easy.
It's gonna feel
So it really is.
As weird as it's gonna be
to
not have that as a part of my day anymore. On the other side of it, there's actually some other parts of my day that are gonna feel a lot easier.
We're excited to go out. We're excited to go out.
Just bring the dog. Go out as patrons.
Go full patron.
Have a few drinks.
Not even wear a costume.
Wear a costume. I don't want people to think I'm working.
I'm gonna be wearing what I call a comfortable drunk Renaissance like girl. Like, so it's, you know, like pieces, costume pieces, right? Like, but definitely got to get some
sunglasses
costume for the
so
dog.
I don't have to make eye contact with anyone that's going to hawk at me.
Yeah.
And then,
exactly. Sunglasses are important. And then a stack of $10 bills to drop in all the hats of everybody we see.
Yeah.
That's going to be the goal.
But we're going to be doing vilification tennis shows at the Bryant Lake Bowl.
Heck yeah.
In August and September.
It's going to be very exciting.
So we're changing up how we're doing things.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, and what just happened before we recorded this, like this last weekend, we had our New Year's show, which is pretty much always a sellout.
End of December.
And we found out the night of our show that the next night, the 10 o'clock show had canceled.
Yeah.
And we decided to go ahead and do a show the next night.
And it was crazy.
And it was crazy. It was a lot of work, but we actually got about half house with 24 hours notice.
Yeah.
And I've definitely performed for fewer people at the Bryant Lake Bowl than we did that night. Definitely.
And I'm hopeful that what that means is we can see more people at those shows.
I think so too.
Yeah.
I think that skipping 2 months made us lose a following that we might have been able to be slowly building over time. Mm. But because it's not a thing that just always happens, people can't count on it. And even though it's only 2 months out of the year they can't count on it, people forget. It's just
how much of the audience is normally like a fest-going audience who wouldn't come during those 2 months?
Exactly, because they can see it some other time.
Right, yeah.
Yep, totally.
So what about TVs, movie, books? Anything y'all are looking forward to this next year?
Oh, boy. I don't know if Stephen King has something coming out, but he might. The last thing that came out was Elevation, and it was so disappointing that I'm a little like, eh. Otherwise,
we should get the second to last Expanse book.
Yep, we'll get the second to last Expanse book.
And a novella.
Currently no plans for Doors of Stone.
Yeah.
I think they probably would have said something, but I also think...
Yeah, whatever.
I have a feeling that when we hear about that, it's going to be like, it's out next month.
Maybe we'll get like some Gentleman Bastards or...
could be some Gentleman Bastards.
Some, maybe like a Dresden.
Yeah, Dresden could come out.
We're due.
One of the others, whether it's Dresden or Aeronauts Windless.
Yeah.
Yeah. Some good stuff. TV, the second season of Sabrina will be next year, right?
I think they're calling it the second half of season one.
Oh, okay.
And that's sooner than later.
Oh, that's very cool.
The Game of Thrones ends.
Oh, yeah.
In April. It's done.
Oh, man.
It'll be done.
Oh, man.
And then we don't have to care about
waiting
on the books.
There's only six episodes, too. It's going to be done so fast.
Some of them could be like an hour and a half, though. It could be like a two-hour finale.
Just saying, like, it'll be 6 weeks.
I think the last two episodes are already said to be like 90 minutes at least.
Yeah, but it'll only be 6 weeks of time is what's going to be filled.
Everybody's going to be dead. Spoilers.
I mean, kind of.
I don't know, man. Last book's supposed to be called, like, Promise of Spring or something like that.
Yeah.
So
maybe maybe it won't end so
I got
bad.
Thoughts. I got thoughts.
You got thoughts. I got thoughts. Ideas.
Yeah.
Baby's got to be babied.
Yeah.
Made.
I have a feeling that the mountains are going to crumble in the leaves like wind, and the sun's going to rise in the east.
And the Valonqar is going to reach up and choke someone's life out.
Damn right.
We'll get more Good Place, Brooklyn Nine-Nine.
Nine-Nine.
Young Justice Season 3 starts in just a couple weeks on DC's streaming service.
Friend of the show, Chris Jones.
He's working on the comic that fills the gaps between seasons, as he's done in the past.
Yep.
And he's getting a lot of Young Justice attention lately, which is great because he draws the comics. The Umbrella Academy TV show for Netflix is this year.
God, that's going to be weird.
I think also the DCU streaming service gets like a Doom Patrol, the Harley Quinn animated show, and then something else too.
Are we getting Jessica Jones season 3 and Punisher season
and
2?
And Punisher season 2, those? Yep.
And the Disney streaming thing will be up next year too, right?
I don't know about that.
Oh, okay. I thought it was starting in 2019.
And they just revealed Punisher season 2. The villain is an alt-right Christian extremist.
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
So that'll be great. I posted a Geeks Without God meme about that.
Speaking of things that aren't happening in 2019, the festival's not moving in 2020.
I know, that's so weird. I'm shocked.
Good Omens is this year.
Oh, shit, I'm so ready for that. Oh, my God, it looks so good. It looks so good.
Yeah.
It's one of my I think that's my favorite Neil Gaiman book. Because it's Neil Gaiman and Terry Pratchett, and that book is so great. Oh, my God.
The end of the last installment of Series Unfortunate Events went up today.
Yes. We're going to go home and watch some of that tonight.
I got to watch that. I hear it's good.
You haven't watched any of it?
No, you know.
Oh, Tim, it's so good. Stop rewatching shit like Elementary and watch good new TV.
Oh, shit. Killing Eve comes
back
this year.
Stop watching cooking competitions and watch TV with a narrative.
Oh, and Homeland ends this year.
Homeland ends this year?
Yeah.
Shit. That's crazy.
Hey, I just watched all 3 seasons of Rick and Morty. Get off my case.
Hey, welcome.
Thanks.
Do you like it?
Thanks. Yeah, it's excellent.
Yeah. It's a very high IQ show.
I don't understand why people look at Rick and idolize him because he's a complete ass.
But yeah.
Right.
Which is the idea, and I don't have a problem with it.
Right.
I just have a problem with people who are like, oh, he's the greatest. It's like, no, he's not.
Anyone who likes Rick is missing the point of Rick.
I put it to you, sirs, that anyone who likes and idolizes Rick is no better than a Trump supporter.
Yeah. Well,
because what they like about him is he says whatever he thinks. He doesn't care what people feel.
Yeah, you know who likes Ricks? A bunch of fucking Jerrys. That's who likes Ricks.
Yeah, fucking Jerrys.
If you look up to Rick, you're a fucking Jerry.
You really are.
isn't episode 9, is that
episode
is that
9
to be
is
this
in
year?
December 2019.
Yeah.
Yep. It's coming. It's
and
coming.
And then Captain Marvel and Avengers Endgame.
Yeah. Those are the only 2 Marvel movies we've
got. I think so,
right?
Mm-hmm. And we'll get Shazam is this year, which I think
looks
really,
really
fun.
The first trailer for that looked entertaining.
So far, Shazam looks like it's going to be
my
favorite DC movie.
Yeah, because it's fun.
Well, it looks like they understand Shazam, the character.
Oh, hey, everyone. We'll also get that Dark Phoenix movie this year. We can.
Okay.
Yeah. Your quote-unquote live-action Lion King? Live-action Aladdin?
Live-action Aladdin, at least so far, looks like it only has people.
Live-action Dumbo? Can I live-action any more Disney stuff for you?
I don't understand the live-action.
Live-action Song of the South?
No. That's just called America now. That's the live. We're living the live-action Song of the South.
I'm not embarrassed to say I love Disney animated films.
Yes.
They've all got their issues.
Especially from the Golden Age.
But I don't understand why they're remaking. It's like the Cinderella remake, the live-action, was not bad. And then they've just started doing these live action remakes of everything else, and they're not as good.
The thing is, Cinderella was a story before that was a Disney thing.
Yeah.
So like when they do, you know, Lion King and Beauty and the Beast and Aladdin and stuff, it's like, I mean, technically these were also stories, but it's not the same. Like
it's Disneyfication of themselves. It's meta media.
And I will give it a try. But I just can't believe that they're going to be able to make the genie any better than it was with Robin.
But it's
Williams.
Will Smith,
and
I couldn't watch.
I didn't want to watch the Beauty and the Beast. I was really excited for it until I saw the Beast,
sexy handsome Beast.
Yeah, and it was like, oh, so he's not a beast.
Well, there was so much
beastly
fan service in that movie.
Yeah.
That was like, oh, well, the fans are complaining about this weird continuity problem, so we'll solve it. And in doing so, they created all sorts of other really disturbing background
bits. It's weird.
So I don't know why they're doing it. And the Dumbo one just.
We, I think actually we get another Spider-Man movie this year too. Far From Home.
Shit, that's right.
Where the villain is Mysterio, I think.
I almost said good Spider-Man, and then Mysterio. I realized what I meant was the even better Spider-Man. The good Spider-Man, even better Spider-Man.
So great.
God,
I love
Tom Holland.
It Chapter 2.
Oh, shit.
The New Mutants horror movie that didn't get canceled somehow. Shitty Hellboy. We'll get a shitty Hellboy movie.
That trailer did not excite me.
We'll get the second Lego movie.
You know what would have made that? The only thing that could have made that trailer worse is if some point they were like, Hellboy, huh? And then it was like, boom. I feel good. With like Hellboy, like doing dance moves.
Yeah, moonwalking across the screen.
What is that demon doing in here?
Wow!
That's about how it was.
We'll get that dope ass Godzilla movie that looks super cool.
That looks really good. With all the monsters?
Yeah. All the monsters. We'll get.
King of Monsters, is that what it's called?
Yeah.
This movie's got everybody.
Yeah, right? John Wick 3, the conclusion of the John Wick trilogy.
Man. I hope they don't kill John Wick. I don't want John Wick to die.
He's got
to
retire on a farm with a dog,
I
right?
I want him to kill everybody.
He's gonna.
Literally, no shit.
Every assassin in the world gets killed by John Wick.
The Pet Sematary movie that looks all right.
It does look all right, but...
Not my fandom, but I hear people are excited about Disney's Artemis Fowl movie. All
right.
I think Zombieland 2.
Oh, really?
A Terminator movie maybe is maybe going to come out, maybe not.
Could be good. Convergence is going to be really fun this year. I'm really excited. Yeah. Really. I'm because I feel like there's so much. Yes, there's a ton of memories at the old place, and it's really great. But also,
not all of them are good.
Not all my memories of the old place are good. Like for all the there's the corner where I first talked to person. You know, there's also there's the corner where I had to stand and get screamed at by that girl who was so mad at me for no reason. Like
It's a brand new place. It's a brand new.
It's gonna be great.
It's not gonna be perfect, but it's the first time since 2000 that we've been in a different place and been able to explore how convergence works when it's in a different environment.
Imagine all the new places you'll be able to stumble upon a group of drunk young people either making out voraciously or having a very terse and dramatic conversation.
Or like comforting one crying girl.
Yeah.
That's my favorite.
This is where the crying girl will always be is right here.
Yeah.
Because she's left out of whatever or someone didn't say something.
There's so much more room for activities.
It's
going to be really fun. I think you guys, I don't want to overstate it, but I think 2019 is going to be a really good year.
We haven't even mentioned the fact that
the House,
the Democrats are taking over the House.
The Democrats took the House. I think that, which means that at least impeachment could be started.
They have subpoena powers.
Here's the thing: to be careful about how excited we get. And when I watch people, they're like, fucking Nancy Pelosi. She's not going to do anything. She can't.
Yeah.
She can't do much. The only thing the Democrats can do in the House is pass some legislation that people like that the Senate's not going to pass.
To make them look bad.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So if they do some really good work on immigration and shit like that, in 2 years, the Democrats are really well positioned.
Yes.
And that's what they got to do. I hope they do it. But at the very least, what they're going to do is obstruct the Republicans from doing a lot of damage for the next 2 years.
Right. Yeah. This is going to be a primary year, so we have that to kind of not look forward to / look forward to.
At the same time, I'm kind of looking forward to who we're going to have on the Democratic side.
Elizabeth Warren's she's the first person to say, I'm doing it.
But
right?
I want to know who the unexpected.
Elizabeth Warren,
Elizabeth
right?
Warren.
Yep.
Yeah.
I want to know who the unexpected, exciting, young person's going to be.
Because
I feel like that's going to be the person who comes to the front at some point.
Well, Beto O'Rourke is supposedly.
Yep. I think there's a lot of time left. And I think it's going to be exciting to see where we end up.
Just remember, a primary is when you pick your candidate, and then the election proper is where you support, not Trump. Yeah. So
Can we just spend that? If you're listening to this podcast and you are a liberal, if you're a conservative, do what you want. But if you are a liberal and you're listening to this podcast, do us the favor of pick the person you like and talk about them in glowing terms without taking down everybody you don't like. Let's try that.
There's a lot at stake, and there's no such thing as a perfect candidate. It will never happen.
All right, let's gird your loins and be ready for 2019.
Gird.
I'm wrapped up tight. That's what girding is.
I'm so girded.
Are you so girded?
I've got a girdle on my groin.
I've got a groin.
Yeah.
All right, Let's do some questions.
Five answers?
Let's do some.
Five questions.
Who do we got questions from?
We've got five questions from Sinjin. They are a patron.
Sweet.
So that's exciting.
Nice that they wrote in.
Let's do it.
All right. Question number one. What are your feelings or views on the ethical, non-monogamous, or polyamorous relationships? So what are your views on ethical non-monogamy / polyamory?
My views on ethical and consensual arrangements between adults are that it's none of my business. If if it's ethical and consensual and everyone knows what they're in for and agrees and is up for it, I really kind of don't give a fuck what people do.
Yeah.
Are people being hurt? Does everyone know what's going on?
Yep.
That's all that, yeah.
Agreed. I don't have any problem with it. It's not for me, just because that's just not how myself enjoys spending time.
Right.
Romantically.
Yeah, it's not my thing, but neither is having sex with men. And it's like, I'm totally cool with it.
Yeah.
You know, it's whatever works best for the individuals involved in that relationship is the right thing.
Yeah, and absolutely.
As long as you're all consensual and trusting and you're following the rules that you've set down for your relationship, then it makes sense.
Question two. What atheist or skeptics conference would you love to get an invite to do a live Geeks Without God show where you haven't done so yet? Anywhere in the world. Assume it's anywhere in the world and you get free tickets and a hotel stay.
We did Skeptech. They don't want us back. No, I don't know. I don't
even know if they did it.
I don't know either. What is the one in Vegas?
That's the amazing meeting.
Yep. That's what I would probably choose too.
Just because I want to go to the amazing meeting.
Yeah.
More so than.
Yeah.
I mean, I bet we could get some great guests while we were there.
I mean, I wouldn't mind speaking at like the American Humanists Conference or whatever those things are. Like, I'm sure. I'm not really familiar with like, are there rock star conferences that everyone has?
Yeah,
or
we have not
to?
Spent a lot of time studying atheist conferences, I'm afraid. But yeah, I'd love to go to the amazing meeting.
Yeah,
we'll go anywhere. We're not hard to convince to do stuff. Right. So please help us.
Is this an invitation, Sinjin?
Yeah, right.
Please let us know.
Where are we going?
Do what you can, Sinjin. All right. Question three: if you were forced to change your career, say in some dystopian government mandated thing, to something else completely unrelated to what you do now, what would you try to do instead? I would be a chef.
That's
I would be a chef. That's what I would go for. I like to cook, and I think it's unrelated to board games enough that I think I could argue with our dystopian overlords that I should be allowed to be a chef instead.
I don't know if it's related or not because I don't make any money at it, but I'm actually pretty good at event planning, so I wouldn't mind doing something where I got paid to do that.
Yeah.
And it is a real job. It's just, you know, right now.
You'd be just planning events for fascists.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Nazi parties.
Lots of big posters with people's faces on them.
Yeah, in profile. Yeah. Dramatic.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The word submit in several different fonts.
Yes.
Yeah, obey. I don't know. Maybe an engineer or a carpenter.
I think carpenter would count.
Yeah.
I think engineer is pretty close since your title is.
No, I mean
like
mechanical or civil.
Okay. Yep.
So engineer.
Different. Yeah, yeah. Civil engineer.
Right.
Mechanical engineer.
Not information or networking engineer. Yeah. I think that's what I would do. I don't think any of the skills would transfer. And I don't think any of the knowledge would transfer. I think some of the skills would transfer.
All right. Question four.
Yeah.
If you were forced by some malevolent, all-powerful being to have to choose some sort of cognitive impairment, I think maybe they meant cognitive impairment, that you don't already have. For example, a learning disability or a somewhat manageable mental illness. But in doing so, it gave you superpower. What mental illness and what superpower would you choose? Disclaimer, it is not an option to opt out of getting one or the other. You have to make a choice. So you have to choose a mental illness or cognitive impairment you don't already have. And then a superpower that it would give you.
Boy. I don't know. It would. I think it would change so much of how I...
I would volunteer to be deaf because I think that would be okay. Obviously, I made my peace with it. I would volunteer to be deaf. And then the superpower I would like is teleportation because that's always the one I will always choose.
Teleportation is like you never have to worry about money or anything for the rest of your life.
For
it's
travel.
All taken care of.
Yep.
Yeah. And as long as it's perfect teleportation.
Yep. It is. It's bamfing. We'll say.
Right.
I bamf.
Okay.
I'm deaf and I bamf.
So you'll never be able to hear it.
That's right. I won't be able. It's gonna make any thievery a little trickier. But I'm on.
Yeah.
It.
Oh.
Yeah.
What about you, Tim? What are you thinking?
You know, this is tough in terms of a cognitive impairment. I guess I would choose deaf. Even though, you know, in thinking about it, I'm like, you know, because I wouldn't want anxiety. I was trying to think about it. You know, mm-hmm. I don't have social or other kinds of anxiety, and people I know that do, that sucks ass.
Yeah.
And I would not want it.
Yeah.
you know, I do have depression from time to time, and I wouldn't want that to be worse. So yeah, I guess deafness, because that's, you can manage that. And while I would feel shitty about not being able to hear new music and other things like that, I would probably...
You wouldn't be able to sing anymore or perform.
I wouldn't be able to sing or perform.
Yeah.
Although there are people who have gone deaf who can still sing.
Sure.
So it, anyway, there are things that I would lose.
And what power would you take?
Well, teleportation. I mean,
okay,
it's the best superpower.
Nick?
Is it...
Cognitive impairment, so i.e. some sort of disability or a mental illness that is, yeah.
I don't know. All I can think of is how to game the system
and
pick the least impairment, as it were.
Pick an impairment that you're like, well, yeah, whatever, I could deal with that.
Yeah. I could probably deal with the law. I'd rather lose my sense of smell than my sense of hearing, I think.
Yeah, yeah.
Sense of smell
means you lose your sense of taste.
Not entirely.
Almost.
It's affected, certainly.
Yeah,
but
it's pretty. All right.
You know, teleportation is great, but if you have perfect immortality, you can just take a slow
boat. You just
want
to be able to not smell anything for the rest of your life?
For eternity.
All right.
But I can choose to die. That'd be, I mean, if there's a secret word or something.
All right, a secret word.
Perfect
immortality. All right.
Yeah. Right.
All right, question five. If all universities started a lottery in which everyone in the world was entered in to win a free ride, they pay you a salary, house you, feed you, to get a PhD, however long it takes you to get that PhD, which university would you enter their lottery for, and what would you get your PhD in?
I have always, this is the funny thing, I've always thought about being a college professor. Maybe I should have answered that earlier. That is one of those careers that, mm-hmm, if I had taken the academic path, I might have gone to. But what I had the hardest time deciding what subject I would be a professor in.
Yeah.
And this is the oddest choice, but I actually think I would like a PhD in religion.
Oh, all right.
I would probably want it from Cambridge.
Okay. Yep.
Because I think I would be very much snootier.
Yes.
If I had a PhD that I got in England.
Sure.
Versus in America. Even more than an Ivy League school in America.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. I would feel way more superior.
All right.
Yeah.
Nick,
yeah.
What'd you do?
Maybe like mechanical engineering from MIT.
Get your PhD in that. I'm assuming that like you can just get your PhD because they just believe you have the undergraduate.
Maybe
work to back it up.
Robotics.
Yeah.
Something along those lines. I mean, if it's the full thing, if it's the whole way there,
takes as long as it takes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, why not find a way to serve our future overlords?
Yeah.
Get in good.
I would probably go with either something like electrical engineering or lighting design, because that's something I really enjoyed for stagecraft. And I guess I would try to get a PhD in electrical engineering so I could come up with amazing feats of lighting effects.
Interesting.
I think that'd be fun.
Do you know from where?
Oh, boy. I would probably... MIT sounds like it seems like an easy choice just because that's, you know, a high-tech school. I don't know a lot about different colleges. I didn't
The climate and the atmosphere.
I didn't study a lot of different colleges because I decided really early on I was going to be a duplicate and go to St. Catharines. And so I just did that. I don't know
I
a lot about
remember,
other schools.
Remember the universities that have the really top-notch, like, theater departments to
yeah,
get
I mean,
PhD
like, you could go
theater.
To Juilliard, I guess. Like yeah. that. But, anyway. You know, that's more for acting specifically than anything
right.
else. So. All right, well, thank you, St. John.
Yeah.
Those are good answers.
I hope our answers were as good
fine.
As your questions.
if you have five questions you want to send us, send them to five questions, five answers, five questions. Boy, I had to think about it for a second there. Set up to five questions at geekswithoutgod.com. We will answer them. If we have a guest, we'll make them answer them. It'll be a fun time. You can listen to almost all of our episodes way early if you are a Patreon supporter that gives us $2 a month. We often record several at a time and put them up at the same time. It's great. Also, you support us, we can get things like better microphone equipment, a redesigned webpage, that sort of thing. So, and you know, we appreciate it. Thank you to everyone that is a patron. You make it a lot easier and hopefully make the podcast better. Otherwise, you can listen to us on iTunes and Google Play and all the places you find podcasts. Find us on Facebook and Twitter. And otherwise, we'll have another episode up next week on Tuesday. So, bye.
Bye. Bye.
Fuck you, 2018.
2018.
We're geeks, we're geeks, we're geeks without God. Authority, we don't accept divine superiority. We're geeks, geeks without God.
Until next time, you can find us blogging and listen to past podcasts at geekswithoutgod.com. And you can follow us on Twitter at geekswithoutgod.
We're geeks, we're geeks, we're geeks without God. We're geeks, we're geeks, we're geeks without God. We're geeks, geeks without God.
Burp, 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 burp.